ladies and gentlemen, we are going to check in with our media critic, Mr. Dick Weiss, who is in Minneapolis. Dick, welcome to Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, good to be here. It's 75 degrees here, and the mercury will soar all the way to 88.
Yeah, well, it's like 172 here in St. Louis.
I feel your pain.
Yes. Have you driven near or around or saw I-35?
You know, I didn't see it. I came in from the south, and I didn't get that far north. My sister works up here, and she can see it from her office, peering down on it. And had she been looking out her window at the right time, she would have seen the event unfold.
Is everybody talking about that still up there?
Yeah, there are people who won't drive. There's, I think, another bridge that they're saying is a little shaky, and people are kind of staying off that bridge as well. But, you know, you have to be uncommonly unlucky to have been on a bridge that is going to collapse, and you have a much greater chance just driving around in traffic of being in a fatal accident than you would, you know, having a bridge collapse. So I don't think there's a great deal of panic.
All right. Dick Weiss, our guest media critic every Monday. He's up in Minneapolis. He's nice enough to check in. Don't forget his website, weisswrite.com, weisswrite.com. He has podcasts of these segments as well as past segments and lots of other things that we'll get to. Dick, not only did Barry Bonds break the home run record and put Major League Baseball in a quandary, you're making it a point that it put sports writers in a quandary as well.
Yes. You know, the way that story got played on the front pages of newspapers across the nation really put editors on the spot, because the front page, of course, should not be tainted by opinion. It should be just the facts. But when you write that headline that says Barry hit the big home run, just how do you catch it? And the Project for Excellence in Journalism at journalism.org actually did a survey and looked at 43 daily newspapers based in cities that host Major League Baseball franchises, and they did a count. They looked at the headlines, and one headline basically said, Bonds hits number 756, which you think would be just kind of a straightforward headline, except at the end of that headline there was a little asterisk. And guess which paper that appeared in?
The Post-Dispatch?
No, that was in the Milwaukee Sentinel Journal, which, of course, was where Hank Aaron used to play.
Right. Hank Aaron played for the Milwaukee Brewers at the end of his career.
Right, and then for the Braves early in his career.
Right.
And they won a World Series. So there was a little bit of opinion there. And, of course, the San Francisco Chronicle really marked it as an achievement. But the Project for Excellence in Journalism went beyond that. They counted up the number of times certain words appeared in stories. And the most common words were steroids and performance-enhancing drugs, appearing 215 times. Followed, really far behind, was the word achievement, 140 times. The word great appeared 117 times. Now, the word cheat only appeared 50 times.
So your point is that the stories surrounding Barry Bonds, they made it a point to say that there is a steroid controversy surrounding the home run record.
Yes, and you know, sometimes if you look at that stories more closely, sometimes that got mentioned in the first paragraph, and sometimes it was in the fourth paragraph. You know, I really liked the headline that was in the Post-Dispatch, which I think was free of opinion, but also kind of gave you a sense of the moment. A cheering crowd, a message from a legend, and a home run king. That was their headline on the day after, the morning after.
I thought headlines were supposed to sell newspapers.
Well, that's true. I would think that this one did up to an extent, although I think there wasn't a great, I mean, you probably have a better feel for it than I do, a little bit of a ho-hum from the fans, other than in San Francisco.
I quite frankly think that the sportscasters are sick of talking about it, the fans are sick of talking about it, baseball was sick of dealing with it. It was more than ho-hum, it was melancholy, it was,
yeah.
It was you know, just Who cares? Let's just move on.
Yeah, I was listening to Rick Hummel, and he said, you know, Barry is set up now to get his 3,000th hit next year, and he marked that really as a more remarkable achievement, or one worth, you know, that was earned.
Right.
Because no matter, you still have to make contact, whether you're on steroids or not, and 3,000 is a nice achievement that perhaps we can applaud without considering him a cheat.
Right. You also, actually, I have one criticism of newspapers. I guess it's the Detroit Free Press. I was up in Michigan last week and just only saw the reports afterwards that Barry Bonds hit it. But I kept hearing that Bud Selig made a statement which said many things. And I went to the paper the next day to find his statement. Couldn't find it.
Oh.
Couldn't find. Yeah. I was like, well, if you're gonna do all these other comments, what about the commissioner of baseball? Shouldn't his statement be rewritten somewhere in this newspaper? So, all right, there you go.
You have to Google it.
Yeah. Now, in terms of sports writing, you're really sick and tired of the cliches.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, one of the great feel good stories was the Rick and Keel. Hitting a home run on his first game back, and one of the sports stories in the Post-Dispatch. I'm actually not going to name the writer because it's entirely possible that a copy editor did a little work here. But the line says, "The famous writer F. Scott Fitzgerald once said there are no second acts in American lives, but Ann Keel defied those words in conventional baseball wisdom and just about everything we expected from him in the seventh inning Thursday night." Well, you know, I did a little Google search on second acts and F. Scott Fitzgerald, and that's only, I only came up with 1.3 million hits, which makes me think that perhaps that line might be a little bit overused.
Might be played, huh?
But the thing that, I actually didn't mind that much, but the thing was that the writer needed to tell us that F. Scott Fitzgerald is a famous writer. It's kind of like saying that Mohandas Gandhi is a well-known peace activist, or Johnny Carson's a side-splitting comic, or, you know, I mean, you might mention that charismatic religious leader known as Jesus. I mean, I just felt a little patronized by it.
I probably tend to agree with you that we don't necessarily need to know that F. Scott Fitzgerald was a famous writer.
If you got through eighth grade, you know who F. Scott Fitzgerald is, don't you?
Yes, but and baseball or sports writers tend to be over the top a little bit. And I'm not so sure Rick Ankiel hitting a home run counts as a second act in American life.
Well, if you want to go to the cliche, might say he's had nine lives because he's, you know, he keeps on coming back. Or maybe he's the Energizer Bunny.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
We can keep going through these things. And, you know, there is a strong connection between, you know, wonderful literature and baseball. So many great writers have written so many wonderful things. And I think a lot of sports columnists, you know, try to get into that club. And some don't make it. And the letters to the editor, letters to the sports editor, are always about whether the sports writers are right or wrong about Barry Bonds or this controversy or not. And I wish some of those writers would hold the writers to account just for the quality of their writing and tell them to stop with the cliches already. I can hear F. Scott screaming from the grave that second Eck line was just for his Great Gatsby and not for anybody else's story.
Yeah, good point.
Leave it alone. No more second acts for that second act.
However, there might be an only second act for Jay Gatsby, but there are a lot of Daisy Buchanans out there.
Yes.
All right. So, what is it about the politicians this go around that are picking and choosing which outlet to be interviewed by? Hillary won't go on radio. Giuliani won't go on this one. You know, Edwards won't go on that one. What do you make of all that?
Well, I was thinking about that, and I think it maybe began a few decades ago when Roger Mudd interviewed Ted Kennedy. And I think the question he asked him was, what makes you qualified to be president? Something like that. Mm-hmm. And Kennedy kind of flubbed it. and it went downhill from there for him. And I think increasingly politicians are frightened to get into a interview situation with certain interviewers who are they deem or think are unsympathetic. And what made me think this has gone just a little too far was that people, the politicians, suddenly will not give a guy like Bob Schieffer on Face the Nation an interview. Now, if I thought of a guy, if there's one guy who seems to me down the middle and a really kind of a pleasant guy who asks tough questions of everyone, it would be Bob Schieffer. And so many politicians now are avoiding Face the Nation and the interview shows, and the Republicans go on Fox, and the Democrats won't go on Fox, and Hillary Clinton basically won't be interviewed by anybody that, you know, on the left or the right.
I have been told from her people that she will not go on the radio.
Yeah. And I think it's not smart. It makes them all look like our current very unpopular president who will only allow himself to be interviewed by friendly audiences, and I don't think those comparisons are particularly flattering.
All right. I tend to agree, and I think that's a dangerous road we are going down. All right, Dick Weiss, what is the best story we've never read?
Well, you know, we were wringing our hands over what would happen to the Wall Street Journal when Rupert Murdoch gets his hands on it, and as we were doing that, and the Wall Street Journal will survive, it may not be quite like it was, but another newspaper is quietly folding. It's called the Weekly World News, and we're all going to miss it because the Weekly World News broke the story that Elvis is alive and well in Kalamazoo. They broke the story that Hillary Clinton was having a love affair with an alien with a foot-long tongue, and other countless incredible scoops. The Washington Post got on it, and at one time, the Weekly World News had a million readers every week. It's down, circulation is now down to around 90,000, and the August 27th issue will be the last. So I encourage everyone to go out and buy that last edition. I'm sure it'll be a keepsake and worth something on ESPN. And you can read the Washington Post's obituary by Peter Carlson, a funny, funny story. You can go to weissright.com and click on the link and enjoy it. It's a funny, wonderful story.
Do they know, why do people stop reading it? It sounded like it had some great stories.
Well, I think that life became too similar. real life became too similar, and you can get this stuff now in this kind of material in just about any newspaper.
Right.
I think that's the problem.
So life became so weird that news of the weird no longer exists.
Yes, it's just so commonplace. There's a funny little aside here. They had a headline, Hillary Clinton adopts alien baby, and somebody wrote in and said, don't think we're so stupid that we believe that Hillary's holding that alien baby. Hillary's too cold to adopt an alien baby. And the person said, they apparently accepted the premise that there is an alien baby. It was just that Hillary couldn't have adopted it. So I think there may be just not enough credulous readers out there anymore.
There you go. Dick Weiss, weissright.com, weisswrite.com. You'll see the link to the Washington Post story about the world Weekly World News going out of business. Dick, have a good trip, and we'll see you next week, my friend.
Next Monday. Okay, bye-bye.
You got it. Dick Weiss, ladies and gentlemen. Our media critic, he checks in every Monday with us. I like that segment. That segment's rapidly rising. Doesn't rise to the level of Catherine Neville on Wednesdays, but still very good. I like that. He's an interesting guy.